I'm with Emily Jane, my daughter, who is 7, and she has big news. Emily, what has happened?
My tooth fell out.
So your tooth has fallen out, and what's going to happen now?
When I go to sleep in the middle of the night, the tooth fairy will come, take a bite to eat before collecting the tooth. I've left it out, so it's easy to get for my tooth fairy friend, and I'm pretty sure she comes through the window with a special spell that can help her go through anything, even wall.
Now, you've left out some food. What have you left out?
A pear, a plum and some nuts.
Okay. Now, do you think the tooth fairy will eat them?
Well, if I see a tiny bite mark.
How big is the tooth fairy?
About the size of this finger.
So that's the size of your index finger, and how that's about, just about 2 inches. So that's how big the tooth fairy is. And how many teeth does the tooth fairy collect in one night?
Well, 99.
99 teeth from 99 children or from one child?
99 children.
Okay. Now, how does the tooth fairy know which tooth to take? I mean, what if the tooth fairy tried to take teeth from out of your mouth?
Then they would just not get them because they're stuck unless they are loose. If we feel something pulling at our teeth, we will wake up, see the fairy, and capture it on camera.
Now, you've had the tooth fairy come before. Have you ever seen the tooth fairy in the night?
I've heard her read a note that's saying, Miss Tooth Fairy, Emily's tooth has gone down the drain pipe.
What happened to that tooth then?
I forgot to put a plug in the hole and it fell down the drain pipe.
It fell down the sink, did it?
Mm-hmm.
And so what did Mummy have to do?
Write a note.
And when the tooth fairy came, do you think the tooth fairy found the tooth down the drain?
Well, if she put a safety clean spell that lifted it back up, she would have.
Did she leave any money behind that time?
She left €2.
€2?
And you'll hear what the note said from Anne O'Leary herself.
Oh dear, I'm not used to being involved in this. I can't remember what we said. I think it was, Dear Tooth Fairy, Emily has lost her tooth down the drain. Can you please collect it? Love, Emily's mummy. And we put it under your pillow, didn't we?
Yes. So that's all I have to say. Goodbye.
We have some additional information for you. We've actually found out what the tooth fairy does with all the teeth that she collects. Emily, can you tell us?
They make them into coins, furniture and shoes.
And what do they do with the shoes?
They put them in the little stores and buy them and wear them.
Okay, and what about the furniture? What do they do with the furniture?
They buy them, sit on them, and some animals, like cats, can sit on chairs and sofas if there's a special blanket on it.
Okay, and are the coins the ones they use to give to the children for their teeth?
Yes.
So they turn teeth into money?
And furniture and clothes.
And furniture and clothes, absolutely. We got that. Brilliant, great. So, Emily, thank you very much for your insights. Would you like to say goodbye to everybody? And have you got a special message for the Tooth Fairy?
Goodbye, and if the Tooth Fairy gets this, I want her to know that my gap is really big, and I hope you don't get scared because I'll be smiling in my sleep, I think. and moving.